Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Stephanie Coppola, Director of Marketing and Communications.
Yes, and we are here talking because the Taste of Bethesda is returning to Bethesda this Saturday, October 7th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited
All right.
to talk about Taste.
Absolutely. So before we get to the actual specific restaurants and menu items and all of that good stuff, let big picture it first from the top. Like, what year are we in now? How much have you seen it grow?
So it's been a few years because of COVID and bad weather last year. So we actually will be celebrating our 31st year, but we haven't been able to have Taste of Bethesda since 2019. So we are incredibly excited to be back bringing food and great food and drinks and entertainment to the community.
Okay, great. So not only can I say 31st year, I guess one of my big angles on this year will be that it's back for the first time since 2019.
Exactly.
Okay, great, great. Well, yeah, just give me maybe one more. Let's just, you know, another soundbite on that fact then, you know, like how, you know, how sad were you all that, you know, for what, 2020, 2021 and 2022 that you couldn't have it. And then now all of a sudden, you know, boom, now we're back. Like, it's got to be really an extra special this year.
It's very exciting to be back. We've had so many new restaurants come to Bethesda and open in the last few years. So, you know, this particular event, this particular year, I mean, at least half the restaurants are brand new to downtown Bethesda within the last year or two. So you can come to the Taste of Bethesda and kind of see your old favorites, but there's so many new ones to try too.
Awesome. All right. And let's say that maybe in those last 4 or 5 years, whatever the hiatus has been, maybe there's some people that have moved to town or new to the area, and maybe they have never been to this because let's face it, it's been a handful of years and it hasn't happened. So remind them where exactly in Bethesda it's located, you know, like which streets are closed down.
So Taste of Bethesda is held on North Oak Avenue in downtown Bethesda. We take over the entire Woodmont Triangle part of Bethesda. We close several streets. So, you know, you can park at a nearby parking spot. You can take Metro. It's very accessible, very easy to get to, very easy to find because there will be nearly 40 restaurant tents. There'll be 4 stages of entertainment, kids area. So lots of fun things to do for the whole day.
Remind me the names of the streets that are closed down. Like, you know, is it like Caddy's on Cordell?
Exactly.
You know, like what streets are closed?
Norfolk Avenue is closed, Fairmont Avenue, St. Elmo, Cordell, and Delray Avenues.
Okay, great. So we're all basically all the big famous restaurants, all that whole,
yes.
All those streets. Okay,
exactly.
Cool. What all is happening out in the streets? Are there stages of entertainment or vendors or
yes.
What kind of tents are
so
there?
So all the restaurants will be on the street. Each restaurant gets their own tent. So you literally just have to walk down Norfolk Avenue or Cordell Avenue and you will see the restaurant tents. We will have 4 stages of entertainment sprinkled through the event site. We have a special area dedicated to kids as well. And it's also a great opportunity to just walk through Bethesda. You might see some other shops or restaurants that aren't part of the event, but they are part of Bethesda.
Okay, cool. That's actually cool. It makes it a little more unique. It sounds like that with the tents and everything, explain how this is different than, you know, DC Restaurant Week or whatever, Fairfax City Restaurant Week. Or
right.
Instead
yeah.
of specials and discount deals and menus inside the restaurants, this is like a whole outdoor festival in tents, right?
Yes, this is an outdoor festival. So you will come to the event site, you will stop at a ticket tent to purchase tickets, which you will then exchange for food or wine or beer at any of the restaurant tents. So yes, all of the restaurants that are participating have a tent that will be on the street. So it is outdoor festival style. So you can just walk through this area of Bethesda, which is quite large, and just taste as much as you can taste. We hope folks get a chance. We've got nearly 40 restaurants participating. So we hope folks get a chance to taste as many of those delicious dishes as possible.
Great. And I'm just envisioning in my head how the radio pieces are going to play out. So could I actually have you say in your words, like a comparison to like how it's different from a restaurant week?
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, cause
yeah.
I know I said it, but I can't use that. Yeah.
Okay. So we also do a restaurant week in downtown Bethesda. This is different. You are not going into the restaurant to get your deal or your special or your taste. This is a street festival. So all of the restaurants that are participating have tents outside. So you just come to Norfolk Avenue in downtown Bethesda, and the nearly 40 restaurants who are participating, they all have tents. So you will buy tickets and you will taste on site at any of the great restaurants that are in a tent on Norfolk Avenue that day.
Okay, great. And then, just to piggyback on something you said, so Bethesda does have a restaurant week, like a typical restaurant week in a different time of the year.
Correct.
And when is that?
When's that
usually?
Yep. So we host a restaurant week in February. So that's an indoor sort of 10-day opportunity to taste lots of food at different restaurants. This is one day outdoors. Keep our fingers crossed for great weather and people to enjoy the outdoors and with that stuff.
Awesome. Yeah. October 7th should hopefully nice fall weather from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. All right. Well, in addition to sort of the outdoor festival fun that you've talked about in great length here, let's go into a deeper dive into some of the restaurant offerings. So as you said, there'll be a tent outside each of the restaurants. Actually, let me clarify something. Is the tent in front of each restaurant or is it just like they're lined up in their own thing.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, then in addition to the festival-y stuff, what sort of food or specials might, you know, give me some highlights from the specific restaurants.
Sure. I mean, one of the great things about downtown Bethesda is in a very small area, we have so many good restaurants and so many different restaurants. So we have everything from, you know, there'll be folks selling Mexican food. We will have sushi. We will have Japanese cuisine. We have lots of desserts, lots of new desserts in downtown Bethesda. Lots of great coffee places. So there's a whole mix of different food from representing a variety of ethnic backgrounds. And I think everyone's going to really enjoy checking out all the different food that will be there.
Awesome. Are you able to name drop a couple of the restaurants or some of the items?
Absolutely. So super excited. Some of the top restaurants that have done this for years, like Casa Owaka will be there. World of Beer, Rock Bottom, for those who want to taste some new beers and some fall pours, that will be great. The new Marriott Hotel that's here has some great restaurants. They're going to be participating. We've got new bakeries in Bethesda, Levain, Maman, and then some old tried and true folks who've been here for a while, like Benihana, Medium Rare, and Spanish Diner, Luke's Lobster, Mama Lucia. So, you know, I'm just kind of rattling off, like I said, Italian food, Mexican food, Japanese. I think it's all going to be really, really good.
Awesome. And so there will be similar to like, say like an Oktoberfest, there will be, or like a beer tasting, there is like, you are in the designated area or guardrails or ropes or whatever, like you are able to carry around, but you can't bring it outside the area, I guess.
Correct. Yes. So we will have beer and wine available. It is certainly just to be consumed within the area of the festival. You can't kind of walk all over Bethesda with it, but you can walk through the event site with your beer or wine that you purchased from one of the tents.
Great. And when you check in, are you getting like tokens like you would at an Oktoberfest and you bring those for food? You like exchange those for food and beer, or how does it work?
Yeah. When you arrive to the event site, the first thing we do is direct you to a ticket tent. So you will purchase tickets that you will exchange for food tastings or beer and wine.
Great, great, great. Okay, cool. And so I guess it's cash or credit or Venmo or PayPal or anything you have to check in?
Right now it's cash or credit.
Okay.
This is how we will do the ticket purchasing.
Okay, great. And then, and where exactly is the check-in tent? Like what cross street should they come to?
They're all through the event site. So if you just arrive at Norfolk Avenue and Woodmont Avenue, you will see a ticket tent within that block.
Okay, awesome. Great. Well, I have more than enough to work with. Why don't we end by pretend that I'm not even here, like you're talking directly to the listeners, you know, they're listening to this on WTOP and just be like, hey, DMV, come on out to Taste Bethesda. You're going to have a good time, whatever you want to say.
Can I plug the website so you can?
Sure.
Okay, great. I don't know how to start.
hey, DC or maybe DMV.
I'll do DMV.
Yeah.
Hey, DMV. Hey, food lovers. Can't wait to see you at the Taste of Bethesda. Visit Bethesda.org. You can get the list of all the restaurants that will be participating. You can see their menu items and you can check out the list of entertainment as well.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.